Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
You are already clean because of the word. John 15, verse 3.
Your new nature is programmed to want to obey God, much in the same way a calculator is programmed to compute numbers. When you put the right information, you get the right answer. And when you feed your new nature with God's word, it's designed to give you the right response. That's why Satan tries to keep you so busy doing other things that you don't spend time reading your Bible. His goal is to keep you weak and ineffective. Paul writes, "We all, beholding as a mirror in the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image." A mirror is simply a reflector. And the more time you spend in God's word, the more you begin to reflect his likeness. But it won't happen by just grabbing a verse here and there or skimming through a passage. No, it calls for renewing your mind every day with God's word, to the extent that the Holy Spirit connects with your spirit and produces a Christ-like lifestyle. Jesus said, "You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you." As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. When food dries on a plate, that plate needs to abide in some hot, soapy water so that all the mess can be removed. That's why you need to soak your mind in God's word. It removes not only gross sin, but hardened, baked-on, stubborn attitudes that keep you from growing in grace.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.